This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Parts of the U.S. are still baking under a heat dome, but meteorologist Brian Hurley with the National Weather Service says there could be some relief inside.
Break it up into three categories, where the heat index is 110 or higher, where the heat index is 100 to 110, or when the heat index is between 90 and 100. If you break it up to that yellow, orange, and then red category, the red area, the 110 to 120 plus heat index values, that area is shrinking.
Alabama lawmakers have finalized a new congressional map with one majority black district instead of the federal court recommended two. Republican Speaker of the House Nathaniel Ledbetter defends the redrawn map.
I think getting it to the district can elect a Democrat and increasing the minority where they have opportunity. It talked about opportunity district is what it talked about, and I think it certainly does that.
The Pentagon's top brass could soon include its first woman.
President Biden's made history choosing Admiral Lisa Franchetti to serve as the next chief of naval operations, thus also a member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. She would be the first woman there.
Her career traces the history of American women in the Navy as they assume greater and greater positions of responsibility and leadership over the past 40 years.
Military analyst Jeff McCausland, but just now the Senate is stuck on military promotions, blocked by Alabama Republican Tommy Tuberville in a dispute over Pentagon abortion policy. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
A UPS strike is looming as the contract will be expiring on July 31st. Sean O'Brien is with the Teamsters Union.
They've rewarded Wall Street. They've rewarded CEO. They've rewarded high-level management people who have never touched a package. Now it's time to reward the people that touch those packages.
A funeral service has been held for fallen Fargo, North Dakota police officer Jake Willeen. Fargo Police Chief Dave Zabolski says Willeen's time in the military helped make him a great officer.
He was very serious. He was very committed. He had a sense of humor. He was committed to his comrades, his colleagues, his friends.
Officer Willeen was fatally shot while responding to an accident. Two other officers were critically wounded before the gunman was killed by a fourth officer. Amazon is building a satellite processing facility at NASA's Kennedy Space Center. It will provide high-speed internet access around the world.
It's very easy to connect people at this point in major cities, but places that are more rural, or in particular other countries where there isn't as much infrastructure, it's been a real challenge.
That's CBS technology consultant Ian Scher. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Eric was way
missed
back.
Your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Scientists say climate change is making tornadoes stronger and more frequent. Tornadoes are also posing a bigger threat to more people. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more in this climate conversation.
As the Earth's temperatures climb, so does the threat of extreme weather events such as drought, wildfire, hurricanes, and tornadoes, all of which are now occurring more frequently and at higher strengths. Atmospheric scientist Walker Ashley says, while such events have occurred in the past, the evidence points to climate change contributing to the frequency and magnitude, especially when it comes to tornado behavior. The fundamental ingredients needed to fuel these disasters are becoming more and more available. With more moisture, atmospheric instability, and wind shear, this is not only leading to more tornadoes, but also more hailstorms. Ashley said these ingredients are now spanning over a larger area too, expanding the bullseye effect into major cities. As the populations grow, the chances of the needle-in-a-haystack tornado hitting a city becomes greater than it used to be. Just last week, the Chicago area scrambled when 11 tornadoes tore through the burbs. The National Weather Service also confirmed a tornado touchdown near O'Hare International Airport, located less than 20 miles from the heart of Chicago. The American Meteorological Society expects that with the changing climate, tornado season will escalate outside of the traditional peak times, which is typically March through May. This year, Wisconsin has had 18 confirmed tornadoes touch down, causing $5,150,000 in property damage so far. And last year, tornadoes began spinning up in early March, lasting through mid-October, with 7 touchdowns occurring in a single fall day. And in 2021, 13 tornadoes struck in December, well outside of the season. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Unrelentlessly positive.
We're live.
Oh, okay. That was okay. Welcome back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry, along with Jane Madnair and Greg Bach. So switching it up from politics that we were spending most of the first hour talking about, and I saw this article from Vice of, I tried to cut small talk out of my life. It went badly. And it made me think of just, I feel like people always say they hate small talk. And so I'm asking you at home, how do you deal with small talk? Do you like it? Do you hate it? Do you avoid it? Do you have like go-to questions to make it more palatable? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Greg, how do you feel about small talk?
Don't like it. And it's all about with the mood I'm in when I'm walking the place. So like if I'm in a good mood, I can deal with it because I'm not going to be a jerk to anybody. But if not, I'm not feeling the room or I'm not feeling the day, I'll just keep to myself. And I have no problem doing that. I've sat in rooms with complete silence and I'm fine with that. It's not offensive. It's not a slight on anyone I know, but I have no problem with silence.
So what do you think, like, what do you feel like small talk? Like, what is small talk to you?
Small talk to me, well, first, feels like a punishment. Two, it feels like, it just feels like this necessity to uphold some part of the social contract that doesn't exist that says we must engage if we're in close proximity. Because the thing is, those questions don't mean anything. Like, how's the weather? What's sports? Family?
What do you do?
Lawn? Movie? You know, unless you're willing to go into further conversation about it, not like you have to get like 2 hours deep into it, but unless you're willing, A, to listen to someone talk about what they really think, B, take it in, as, like, even if you disagree with them, and also maybe learn something, that's cool. That's good talk right there. That's great conversation. It doesn't have to be an hour. It can be 10 minutes. But if you're just like, if we're just sitting here waiting for a bus, I'm like, oh, it's going to be windy today. Why did you say that? There's no reason to say that. I guess the thing is like it's in everybody else's head. It's different. Like some people just want to spark a conversation, see where it goes. I'm not that person. I don't need earbuds. I just won't talk. I'm great at it.
Have you always been great at it?
Yeah. But I can also engage in small talk because I know the other person is nervous. I'm not going to be like, if you said to me like, oh man, what do you think of the Packers going to camp next week without Aaron Rodgers, I'm not going to be like dead silent.
I don't want to talk about this with you.
I would be rude. But I also wouldn't. I wouldn't hesitate to say I don't follow football. I'm sorry, and move on.
Interesting, Jane. What do you think?
I don't know that I'm particularly good at small talk. One of my sisters is amazing, but that's because she loves details.
Oh, so she has a lot of follow-up questions.
Loves details. Well,
then to me, that evolves out of small talk. To me, small talk is like yes or no answers, real basic stuff. Once you start to get in the details, that's where the conversation can happen then. Like, is your sister really good at sparking conversations with people?
Yeah, I would say so.
See, that's cool. Like, I don't mind that if you want to, like, have a chat. No problem with that. But if you want to talk to me about stuff that you could ask 20 other people and get the same answer, and kill me.
And see, that's how I feel about the details. It's like, I don't care that your friend's second cousin's husband is a curler. I don't care.
But Jane, what team do the curl for?
I don't care. And so that's where I start checking out when you start getting way into the weeds.
So you're fine with the, how's it going? Like the,
fine,
the,
you know,
the cordial exchange.
Yeah, yeah. But when you start, again, when you start getting into these, into the minutiae, it's just either I got to reel you back in or I'm done.
I can show you with my eyes that you've said too much. I really can. Like, it's just my eyes start to glaze, get bigger, and like, and my head gestures get bigger. Because it's just like, if I need something from you, I'm going to ask you a question. I get the information. I don't need any more information beyond that that's extraneous. Because then it's just like, I've got to go.
Because does it change if the small talk is with a stranger versus someone that you're actually like, no, or like, you know, it's like you think about like water cooler talk or whatever, and like people you actually work with or, you know, see on a regular basis, or maybe you're in the same friend group, but you're not, like, you two aren't that close. Like, does that also, like, but you're like, well, we're here, we're at this like social event, and I gotta say, like,
gotta kill some time,
you know, and so is it specifically with strangers, or is it a different thing than small talk when it's with people that you know and will see again?
No, it's not the same. I'm the same
way. It's not the same way?
I'm the same way. I'm the same way. Like, I will stand there in dead silent. Like, if we're at a party or something like that and I see someone I'm acquainted with, I won't make the move to go talk to them. Unless, I mean, if I've had cocktails, maybe, yes. I mean, that is always a motivator. But my general place is to be like, just, you know, stay quiet. If someone talks to you, great. Don't be rude. But I'm not one to be like, how's it going? Oh my gosh, I'm drinking the same beer. You like that beer? You know?
We're talking about how are you with small talk? 844-967-2789.
I'd ask the question to you, but I know what your answer is. You're amazing with small talk because you're so outgoing and you're so caring.
And curious.
Curious. And none of those things, I'm not saying any of those things to be funny or a joke. I truly love how genuinely curious you are with people. And you do have this bright personality that, like,
your shirt today.
Yes, exactly. It's like, you're one side. I am definitely the other side of that shirt. But yeah, like, you have, like, people gravitate towards you, but you are genuinely, you don't take that for granted because you want to know people and you want to get, like, you know, you decided to volunteer at the comedy festival not knowing anybody. And look, 2 years later.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
because I would say I like talking to people.
Yeah.
I get that certainly from my mom. My mom is a queen of small talk.
Oh, Debbie Bry.
Oh, Debbie Bry. Debbie Bry will get your life story out of you. Like, the best story about Debbie Bry making small talk is when we lived in California, in Los Angeles, we lived in an apartment complex. There was a dog park connected to the dog park, the complex. And that woman made friends with every single person who had a dog in that building, so much so that one year, what it must have been 2004, it was the Summer Olympics, she put on the Summer Dog Olympics in that dog park, and I swear to God, I think there was 15 different people who she had become friends with from all walks of life, and like, it all just started with her coffee or her wine, depending on what time of day it was, where she was at the dog park. Just, well, who are you? Where are you from? How did you get to California?
Because that's because Debbie Bry, as well as you do, I don't know your dad as well.
Not as much of a small talk guy.
But your dad is so adorable. Has a genuine curiosity. There's the difference. And that's where I almost think, then it's not small talk. Your mom has a mission to know this person, and she's going to do it by any means necessary, whether it's just a chat at the outside the house or literally setting up a competitive dog event, you know? And I think there's something beautiful about that because that means your mom cares and means there's a love there and that love is in you as well. I see that happening. I see you talk to people and you have an interested demeanor when you're talking to them.
And I think I usually assume the best out of people too, yeah, absolutely. Which a lot of people don't as well.
Yeah.
How are you with small talk? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
Jesse from Madison is joining us. Good morning, Jesse. How are you with small talk?
Morning. You know, I think small talk is it's a tool, right? I mean, it's like if you're building a campfire and the deep conversation about waxing philosophical or talking about memories, that's like a big, heavy log, and you can't just light a log with a match. Small talk is just the kindling that gets things going. Now, if you've known someone for a long time, you probably don't need that, right? You've got some embers in the fire already going. But if you're just at a bus stop, if you're at a bar, if you're out and about, you're meeting someone for the first time, that's like the stepping stone to kind of like feel them out and think about and figure out what's the next slightly deeper level or how deep of a level of conversation can I go with this person that we can engage and find common ground on.
I want to take the one the comparison further. When I get drinks in me, it's like lighter fluid.
I think that's a good point. I think
you're great at small talk. You just don't remember that you like small talk in that situation.
Correct.
And I think you make a really good analogy though, Jesse. I do. I think it's a good analogy.
I think the kindling and thinking of that as a tool, but I also think it comes back to what is your goal. Like mm-hmm. I think there is the goal to have an actual conversation mm-hmm. with someone who's new. Is the goal to make it less awkward and the silence that is between you, or is it something else? And so I think that comes back to like, if you're just filling the void because you're not good with silence,
then
I can see why people are like, this is excruciating. Thanks so much for the call, Jesse.
This is awful.
This is awful. Because it's funny that we talk about the drinking aspect of it. Because like, I do like to get to like deeper conversations quickly if I can.
Yeah.
But it was the experience of these last... where are we now? 7 months of not drinking and in certain groups of friends where there's always drinking. Like specifically it was, I think the Kentucky Derby. And I was like at the end of the first trimester. So still like kind of tired, kind of cranky, not drinking. And everyone was drinking and I was just annoyed. I was annoyed first because the conversations were so shallow. And they were only getting more so as people were drinking more.
Yeah.
But then I also realized that when I'm drinking, I would be perfectly fine to have me having all these conversations. I would be the social butterfly. And I was like, am I not fun without booze? And the existential crisis has set in.
Are these my friends or my drinking friends?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, how do you feel about small talk? How do you deal with small talk? 844-967-2789. Do you have a go-to... opening line question? Because we, when we come back, we have a certain TikToker has some pretty good options you may want to steal. There's a part one and a part two. So yes. Stick around for that if you need some ideas. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench in so holding the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says.
We're good. Doesn't. We're good. We can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Yes, great idea. Here's a list of things to ask on a first date instead of the boring small talk one. Number one, if no one ever sneezed again, how long do you think it would take you to notice? Number two, which cult would you be most interested in joining and why? Next up, if you could breed two different species of animals together, which ones would they be? And explain your work. If the purge was real, what's a crime you're committing first? And if that crime is
murder,
who would it be? And explain your reason. Which Breaking Bad character do you think eats ass? Next, do Android users deserve to vote in the general election? If all of the people you've ever slept with were in a room together right now, what would they roast you about? Next, how many countries have you taken? And finally, what's your relationship like with your mom?
That is from a TikToker, Ashley Carter. And I came across this as far as... Actually, I think I've come across part two, which we'll play in a second, and then found part one as far as giving suggestions on other types of questions. That was more specifically for a first date, yeah. But I think it falls under, you know, small talk and avoiding the obvious questions of, well, you know, like, what do you do? Or the weather.
What are you into?
Or how's work? Or, you know, yeah, and so.
Or don't say anything because you chose a first date to go to a movie.
But now I actually want to ask. How long do you think it would take you to notice if no one ever sneezed ever again?
I don't.
That question.
It would take me until someone else asked me, like, do you notice no one sneezed? I'm like, oh, I think you're right. I don't think. Yeah.
I don't think I would notice.
Yeah. I'd only notice if someone else brought it up.
All right. Which cult would you join and why?
Oh, you know, I could easily go Scientology just because I know so much about it.
And
now.
You'd probably get an acting career out of it.
I would very much get an acting career out of it. I'd definitely get some Emmys looking at someone, Miss Moss. What? Now, yeah, I'd probably go Scientology. What about you?
Okay. I don't know that many cults.
Yeah.
I feel like, what was the one? I feel like if there's any cults there where there's like commune living. Where it's like very communal and we're all helping each other and it's like a little bit more.
But then one
there's
day,
not like drinking or like abuse involved, or is there any like cults like that? Like drinking of Kool-Aid, I meant.
It was actually Flavor-Aid.
Whatever.
Well, it means a lot to Kool-Aid people. that's the thing is like Scientology isn't built. Scientology is built on money, fear, and power. It's not built on like sex or booze. Or anything
like
that. Or like
community, right?
Or faith.
It's not based on faith either. It's not really built on community. They tell you it's community, but it's not. And if there's anyone in Scientology listening to this, come at me, bro.
All right, we got a caller on the line. Who are we talking to?
We have Julie from Franklin joining us. Good morning, Julie. How are you with small talk?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're Peachy. Great.
Good small talk start.
Good small talk, yeah.
That was kind of small talk. So I'm kind of, well, I'm old, first of all, and I kind of believe that small talk is, like, essential in society. And where I'm coming at is, like, customer service jobs, sales jobs. I think we're losing that because there's not as much one-on-one interaction in society anymore. I think the kids aren't really learning how to talk to people face to face. And I think small talk is essential for that. I think it's like there's nothing better than going to your mechanic or a store you go to a lot and somebody knows you. And because they've had some small talk with you or a receptionist somewhere, I don't know. That's just my opinion. I think it's essential. I do think it's kind of irrelevant, a lot of the facts, but it does make people feel good when you remember personal things about them from a prior conversation. I think it builds relationships, but like in business, in a personal life, I think it's kind of essential for society.
And certainly in sales, Julie, you make a great point. Sales is all about relationships.
Yeah. And there is something nice when you go into your mechanic and they're like, hey, Greg, what's going on? I'm like, oh, you're my friend.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the call, Julie. I think that's a great point as far as, because it's like the, and I think because both can be true, it can be irrelevant, but important.
Yeah. I will say from the other side of the customer, like, so I think in the form of like, these relationships you could form for life, just in those, like your barber, your mechanic, your maybe your real estate agent too, if you move a lot, like whatever that is. There's those cool. Those are cool. When you work in customer service and someone tries to small talk you, and there
like
is
over the phone,
yeah, and you're like, what may I help you with?
And I wonder how much of this also comes down to being in person. So I was funny. I was sitting on this topic. I was like, I don't know. I'll figure out a good day to talk about this. But this is why you read a lot. So you have a repository of things to tap into.
Good word.
But there is a Dutch supermarket that introduced a unique slow checkout lane for lonely seniors who want to have a chat.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So one of the primary problems that older people face globally is loneliness, especially in urban areas where life is hectic and becoming more and more digital. In order to combat this from a very common front, the grocery store checkout, a Dutch business came up with an idea, a chat checkout. And I will say, and again, I know that because I like people, but I would say, like, when I go to, like, a bread store and there's actually that, like, small moment of an exchange in person with someone who's serving, like, how can I help you? And, like, actually having a nice, like, this is the problem, I think, with everything being replaced by with, like, tablets.
Yeah.
And, like, you order instead of talking to a waiter, you order on a tablet or you all do all these things. And so I will say I think Julie makes a really good point as far as, like, the actual need for human interaction,
yeah,
that like ultimately is kind of just small talk.
I like those small talk things, especially when it's like, yeah, you know, it's like at the bread store, how you doing? Good to see you. Take care. Goodbye. You know, it's small. It's in time and in chat.
All right.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you are on the line, hold on because we're coming up against a break.
But we're going to keep on this topic.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
Who thought? Who knew that there was so much? People would have so much to say about small talk.
Oh, you're so proud of yourself for that one.
All right. We're taking a break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Parts of the U.S. are still caught in the grips of a punishing heat wave. Meteorologist Brian Hurley with the National Weather Service.
Currently, we have 90 million Americans under some sort of a heat alert headline. In other words, excessive heat warning, heat advisory, or an excessive heat watch.
Alabama lawmakers have finalized a new congressional map, but it's controversial. CBS's Wendy Gillette explains.
It only has one majority black district out of seven, though 27% of residents are black.
A federal court ruled there should be two black congressional districts. A funeral has been held for Fargo, North Dakota police officer Jake Willeen. Fargo Police Chief Dave Zabolski spoke at the service.
The time in the military bled over into his service in law enforcement, and you could see that in him.
Officer Willeen was fatally shot while responding to an accident. Two other officers were critically wounded before the gunman was killed by a fourth. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow. A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to four messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Yes, of course. Your wish is my command. Here is part two of things you can talk about instead of small talk. Number one, how much alcohol would it take for you to sleep with the Pope? Number two, which theme park would you pull an Ocean's 11 style heist at and why? If it's a Disney park, explain why you chose that one. Next, if there was a book of every positive and negative thing a person has ever said about you ever, would you want to read it? And yes, you have to look at the negative parts first. Next up, if you could time travel back in time hundreds of years, which disease are you most afraid of getting? Is it the one where diarrhea is fatal? If you could bring back any dead celebrity, but they can only come back in their peak form and they have to star in a romantic comedy, who would you choose? Which of the Avengers do you think has gotten an STD? Do you think bras exist in the Star Wars universe? And lastly, so where'd you grow up?
That is part two from the TikTok from Ash Wee Carter, giving you suggestions on small talk questions that you can start a more interesting conversation than, where are you from? What do you do? And I have some follow-up questions, but we have some people who have been waiting on the line very patiently, yes. So let's get right to them.
844-967-2789. Hawk from Madison. Hey, Hawk, what do you think about small talk?
It's funny because my wife hates it. She's an introvert, and
I do it kind of for a living, but I have a kind of funny story about how small talk can go wrong. Like, so you like, you know how you go to like, you know, a coffee shop or whatever, and you're checking out, and you're like, oh, how are you? And you're like, how are you? And you say it back, like, because the person checking you out will be like, oh, how's your day? And you're like, oh, good. And then you just say it back to them, like, oh, how are you doing? And I was buying coffee, and this guy, he just went into this whole, like, well, life is pretty miserable right now. And, like, he went into this whole depression, like.
He gave you an honest answer.
Yeah, I was just, like, being polite, man. And, like, all of a sudden, I was like, I got to go, bro. Like, this coffee was the go. Like, I can't solve your.
And then I was talking to this guy at a coffee shop, and he walked away. What's wrong with my life?
Yeah, totally. Oh, my God. It was horrible. Yeah. Anyway, so that can go. But anyway, I do think it's important to learn some of those skills, because when you work in an environment with other people, I do think small talk is a skill. And being able to do it a little bit is, I think, important, kind of, right?
Yeah.
A little bit.
And basic communications is very, very important to living a healthy and happy life, I believe. But at some point, I was just knock it off. When you got that training, it's like, I don't have to keep training to talk to people. I know how to do that now. I learned that when I was like 10. Now I don't need to. I've opted out. I've retired from small talk. You want to talk to me? Go deep. I'll listen to your coffee story, buddy. I'll listen.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Hawk.
844-967-2789. Gary from Sussex is on the line. Good morning, Gary. How do you feel about small talk?
I use small talk a lot. It works well for me, even though I do long talk, and that's a problem because I'm an extrovert. My wife's an introvert. She, you know, she said, just give me yes or no. That's all it is. Yes or no. And I can't.
I feel for that. I love that.
All right. But I own a heating company. My wife and I, we both own it. It's a G&B, heating and air conditioning. Okay. She does the billing. I do the work. Okay. When I go to someone's house, what I do is I always have a dog treat in my pocket. Mm. What happens, the worst thing that could happen is you go there and you want to talk to the people about their needs or whatever, that, you know, whatever. The dog's barking and you get really distracted. So I have the dog treats in my pocket and I give the dog a treat. And I ask them, of course, first. And I tell them they're all made in America. I get the name of the dog. And then if they decide they want to go with me, put a furnace in, I always write the dog's name up on the top on the contract. So when I come back later on, they just feel really good about the decision that they made, you know, because, you know, if their dog likes you, they're going to like you. And it seems to work. And they can tell right away that I'm a dog lover. I got a dog at home and I just love the dogs. And they, if the dog can tell whether you love the dog or not, how you pet it and stroke it and everything. But dogs, they want their people's attention, just like the little kids. It's the same thing. I have Candy with me. I go into the house and I'm talking to the parents, and the kids are just pulling on them. Mom, 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 mom. I'm talking to Gary. I'm talking to Gary. You know, so I asked them. I said, well, can I give them candy? You know, and then they're fine. And then they have a treat. And then I'm talking with them. So small talk is good, but sometimes it gets into long talk, and that's one of my problems.
Or it's one of your blessings, Gary. Yeah, it sounds like it actually has done you very well in your career and in your happiness level.
And I think that's just so thoughtful of you to write down the dog's name and you know, bring treats and be prepped like that.
But here's the real question. Do you write down the kids' names, and do you ever swap the kids and the dog's name when you come back?
Does the kid want a dog treat?
Believe it or not, I do have Candy in my truck, but it's very seldom do I have to give it out. It's mostly the dogs.
Okay.
I would say over half of my customers have dogs. I mean, dogs are a blessing from God. I really do. It's like they're a gift from God. Cats are from the devil.
And kids are from Passaic, New Jersey.
Thanks so much for the call, Gary.
Direct your complaints about cats to Gary.
There was so much happening there with Gary. I love that. Just this beautiful tale, and then just throwing that gauntlet down the opinion. But Gary, you're not wrong.
That's so funny. So I'm distracted.
But those are great examples of targeted small talk too. Like those are like, mm-hmm. you know, you want to be amiable when you're in a business, especially like that. You're coming to someone's home. You're going to charge them probably a lot of money. And like heating and cooling, most likely you're going in there when they need you and it's frustrating time. So yeah, it's nice to have like a little chit chat. That's all great stuff. Yeah. I just don't like the small talk for no sake whatsoever.
And now I'm thinking of my uncle who lives in Rapids. Shout out to my uncle Dan, who is like he works for Solaris, which is like a cable internet provider. And like that's all he does all day, right? Is go into people's houses and like
and check.
Install internet or check why internet is not working. Yeah. And I'm trying to think of how much small talk he has to do in a day and how potentially exhausted he is after at the end of the day. Because like for some of us, it like if that one good conversation can really give you like an adrenaline boost and like dopamine for the day.
Yeah.
But if it's a lot of conversations that really were dragging, that also can
I work in a local draining. Politics. It was mostly draining small talk and
like knocking doors.
No, I always like knocking doors because
There's a goal
and you never know what could happen. There's a lot of fun stories in that. But just like when you're sitting behind that desk and someone walks in, I mean, Parks and Rec resonates for me a lot. I mean, some of those questions, I mean, people would like come up and be like, hey, I need this thing. Cool. Go upstairs to housing and development. Give them the sheet. They'll take care of you. Yeah. Cause see what happened was, nope, you've already told them about your thing. We're done now. Please go upstairs. I've given you the next direction. We are finished.
All right. Well, going back to the part two of the TikTok, if there was a book that had everything ever said about you, negative and positive.
Nope.
Jane?
Yeah.
You do it?
Yeah.
Because you think you have thick enough skin, the negative stuff?
I think so. I know I would crumble. But
I would
like to think I would be tough enough to read that.
I would just be wiping the tears with pages of the book. And then I don't know what the nice stuff, I'd be like, they're liars.
Especially if you have to read the negative stuff first.
I don't have that kind of person. I think my therapist would never allow that. You're not there yet, buddy.
When I was a teenager, I used to write down all the compliments that like stuck with me.
Yeah.
I had like a book of things. So whenever I was feeling down, I would go back and read them.
When I was a youth minister at a place called Time Out at our retreats, we had these things called Polanka bags, Polanka bags.
That's fun to say.
And I still have all of them in a shoebox. And they're basically, you put your name on it, you decorate it, put it on the wall or put it wherever. And over the course of the retreat, people would drop just wonderful little affirmations. And they'd sign them so you know who said it. And at the end of the retreat, we all sat down and inevitably everyone starts crying. And then the only problem is sometimes you get like, you go to a retreat, you're like, oh my gosh, my bag is so full. And then you go with like, oh, there's like four of them in here. What did I do? But I still have all of them, every single bag.
So you want the compliments, but I just don't want the negatives.
I want the, well, I don't want either, honestly. Just love me from afar.
Just stay objective.
And for the record, Iron Man totally got the STI. He's the one who like...
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Then Thor.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Kathy from Madison. Good morning, Kathy. We're talking small talk.
I wasn't sure if I should call in because you might not ever get me off the phone. I am the queen. I go into the chocolate shop for ice cream with my kids once a week, and I'm best friends with Caleb, the guy who scoops the ice cream. I'm that person that you probably would like to get away from, but can't. I could not resist calling your show because this is my love language. My job is the bouncer at Costco.
The bouncer at Costco. Have you ever had to bounce someone out of there? Just chat their ear off?
This receipt does not reflect your purchases.
I'm sorry. They missed this. I'm very sorry. But it's a fun job. It's kind of perfect for somebody like me who can never shut up. So
Kathy, does it come from a place of curiosity, or where do you feel like, what is the kind of the intrinsic motivation as far as you just, are you just like people?
I like people. I'm, I think it's genetic. My dad ran a bar.
Okay.
And he's Irish. I'm Irish. And we are good talkers. So, yeah, I find people interesting. You know, it's just, it's a really fun job. I just, you know, I like people. Maybe I should run for office.
Maybe you should. You
Maybe you should.
There you go.
Likeable person.
There you go.
Thanks so much for the call, Bye. Kathy. See, that was, it was an appropriate amount of time. We got her off the phone.
If you want to check in, 844-967-2789. You can also text as well if you are not interested in small talk and you just want to make your point
yeah,
short.
So you just want to
make it short and sweet.
Well, because in the original article that, you know, inspired this entire conversation, basically it was someone who hates small talk. And so their coworkers sent them a Harvard business research as far as like how to replace small talk with a little more serious questions. Although I think the questions from the TikTok actually do get conversation going. But, his first was trying to get out the things like it's been forever, like when you run into someone, or like how's work, how's the weather, and trying to like root out those questions. And the questions that were he replaced them with, and this was from the advice from the Harvard Business Review article, was starting with these conversations. And I think on paper they sound good, but kind of the point of this article is like in practice it was still just as awkward.
Ask me a question like as if we were just having like, you know, like just
what excites you right now, Greg?
Oh God, kill me. a Marvel property that isn't disappointing.
That excites you?
Yeah, like the prospect of maybe
the prospect of one. Yeah. One does not exist right now.
Yeah.
Jane, what are you looking forward to?
Vacation.
All right. Yeah. That's a good
And answer. That's it. Conversation. Can I just have my ham sandwich, please?
Where did you grow up?
Here.
Yep. That's exactly said. Ask this to anyone under 23 and they'll respond blankly that they grew up at home, I guess. Ask this to anyone over 23 and they think you're trying to commit credit card fraud.
Do you know what time it is? Yes.
All right. Is there a charitable... This is small talk. Is there a charitable cause you support, Jane?
The Humane Society. Absolutely.
So that could spark a conversation.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
I like that one.
Do you have one?
Sojourner House.
There you go.
Love that one, too.
Mm-hmm. This is one that I feel like, Greg, you would like. Who is your favorite superhero?
Captain America.
Why Captain America?
Because Captain America's morals never faltered under any pressure. He was always about freedom. And when freedom was redefined by outside forces, he was always about living your life, being as free and as happy as possible. And there's a really good video talking about that, how Steve Rogers in the movies, you see his morals always stay intact. They never change versus everybody else redefining what freedom, America, happiness is. He's like, no, that's not it.
See, if someone asked you as a small talk question,
to cry.
Found a good one.
I'm an emotional long talker.
All right, when we come back, what's coming up at the Laughing Tap this weekend? This is As Goes Wisconsin.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And Paul was right. It sounds like our first game is against the Bears.
September 10th.
September 10th.
Yes.
I will not be there. Mike, we have family tickets. My parents have 4 tickets. And the first home game, I think, is like the 26th, 27th, something like that, which now will be when I'm getting induced. Going to be basically having the kid. But at first it was like, you know, a week before what we thought my due date was going to be. And Mike was very optimistic. And he was like, let's go to that game with your parents.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, I don't know. That feels like
a week before you're due. That seems like a bad idea.
I feel like that's going to be really uncomfortable. And then I think both my parents said, you know, you have to climb like 40 flights of stairs to get to the seats. And I was like, yeah,
no.
We're not. You can go, Mike, if you want. I will not be going to that game. I don't know if I'll be going to any Packer games this year, which is fine. I've been good for 1 or 2 since I moved home, but I can watch Jordan Love from home this year.
Exactly. Let him get better. Let him get a little better and a little more in the groove, and then you can go.
Then we could go. We'll go next year. All right. Well, this is obviously not happening in Wisconsin anytime soon, but would you, Jane, go to a THC restaurant?
Now, does this mean it's all THC infused foods?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's a, yeah. I'll give you a little more of what's the restaurant in Minnesota.
Okay.
And you can tell me if you would partake or not,
all right,
given the chance. A new restaurant is taking advantage of Minnesota's thriving hemp-derived THC industry by putting the products on the dine-in menu. High Flora, !, is advertised as Minnesota's first THC restaurant. Patrons can buy a house-made 5-milligram tincture with their meal and add it to their food and drinks. It's vegan. And it had its grand opening, I think, either earlier this week or last week. It's alcohol-free, but offers mocktails. And so basically in Minnesota, edibles can be sold in a prepackaged child-proof container, meaning cannabis can't be baked into the dishes served to dine-in customers. And that doesn't apply to beverages. But there's nothing against putting a packaged product on the menu that guests can do as they please. So it's basically like you get like a side, like you order your meal with a side of weed.
See, and the first thing I can think of is, why wouldn't you just get high before you go to the restaurant?
See, I mean, I guess it's because of the experience, but the tincture, which costs $10, comes in a 3-ounce bottle with a dropper, and it's blended with either beet, juniper, or several, beet, juniper, and several other herbs. So it's... And then I guess you like can season your food with it.
Does this call to you?
Nah.
See, I just feel like I'm being forced to go to this restaurant for something that I can get somewhere else. You know, I mean,
what it reminds me of is there was in college,
there was obviously like the Greek life, but then we also had a lot of co-ops. So like co-op living, which always seemed fun. I never lived in one, but it's like, you know, and like each co-op had a theme. So it was kind of to attract the same
type of people,
like-minded people.
Sure.
And there was one that was kind of, shall we say, the druggy co-op.
I can see that.
Better term.
Yeah.
And every year, and I never attended one. And I'm not saying that because of like, oh, I would get in trouble. Like, I'd tell you if I had, but I didn't. I had only heard about it. That every year they did a Thanksgiving dinner where everything was laced with weed. And it was just like comatose as far as like how high people got.
Oh.
But also it's on, if you think about Thanksgiving food, because a lot of everything I know about people who ever try to bake with weed, it has to like melt into the butter. So like everything you think about Thanksgiving food, you think about mashed potatoes and
even that basting the turkey
gravy, and like everything does have butter in it. So like it's just
in everything.
So it's so fattening and it's such heavy Thanksgiving food already. And then you put weed, like lace weed into all of it. And I was like, that sounds like not fun.
It sounds like a big group nap.
I know.
Right? Just
like, everything ends at a...
You have dinner and you got the trip. Isn't it tryptophan and turkey that already makes you sleepy? And so you finish eating and everyone just goes into a coma.
It's just a big cuddle puddle sleepover after
right.
Thanksgiving.
Right.
And so, yeah, like reading about this, I was like, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how this restaurant does, but it also doesn't sound that cheap. So after mandatory service fee and tax, two small plates, a drink, a dessert, and the tincture, it ended up being $90.
Yeah.
And in reality, the shop across the street, I guess in Minnesota, sells 10 5-milligram gummies for $20.
Oh, well, take a couple gummies. Go to the restaurant.
Go to the restaurant of your choosing. So I thought that was kind of interesting. But also, speaking of a food that a lot of people sometimes eat when they're high, remember the debate over Taco Tuesday being trademarked?
Oh, big controversy. I know.
It turns out Taco Tuesday is now fair game. So the fight for Taco Tuesday trademark ended on Wednesday, I think, or either it was right before or right after Tuesday. It would have been perfect had it actually happened on a Tuesday.
Seriously.
But Taco John's, which I guess is based in Wyoming, gave up its legal claim to the phrase following the challenge brought in May by Taco Bell. So now any company can now use Taco Tuesday to promote its food. So there is... some taco trivia for you today.
Taco trivia on a Thursday.
All right. Well, super fun show today. We will be back tomorrow, as always, at 10 a.m. But thank you to everyone who made today's show possible, everyone who called, everyone who texted, Dr. Lyerly, Paul Noonan, Dom from Devil's Advocates. Dominic
Salvia
will be here tomorrow for our crossover civic media host weekly roundup. Then we're going to be talking to UW professor Greg Nemeth about electric vehicles and making the switch, which is something I'm considering because my lease is up in November. And then we're also going to be talking to UW professor Christine Whalen, who I met on 4th of July. She's like the happiness professor at UW-Madison, and we're going to talk about Barbie, because Barbie premieres this weekend.
I know, you're very excited.
I'm very excited about this movie for a variety of reasons. So come back tomorrow at 10 a.m. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station, The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media Radio.